here we are. It's the land of the black cotton. You know why?
What?
Well, we wear black hoodies on the show now.
Did you say the land of the black cotton?
Hoodies. I said black cotton. It's black cotton. It's black. It's a cotton hoodie.
You all right?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Never know what to say when it first starts, but here we are.
It's tough. You're doing great, buddy. Keep it up.
Thanks.
Yeah, this is good.
Thanks. Yeah, yeah. No, I like the uniforms. I saw one of our previous posts of us in all black, and I like this. I like the digs. I feel like, you know.
You want me to jump in?
We look arts. No.
Right.
No, we look artsy.
it's like the WWF with the tag partners. Like, come on. Get to the ropes.
Getting fucked up.
To the ropes.
Come on, Tommy. Hot tag.
God, you wish I could have tagged you earlier when you were getting headshots done.
Ooh.
Yeah, I had to get fucking.
I would have slapped your hand before you even offered it.
You would have crushed.
Yeah, yeah.
You would have been in there. Fucking... Yeah.
I would have Mateo Lane that whole fucking joint.
Mateo Lane's. I looked at his Instagram later to be like, all right, what's it like to be psycho? Well, and. His body is fucking
ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yo, go to Mateo Lane's Instagram. He posts like a naked picture where his ass is sticking out.
He posts a naked
picture. Looks like he's underwater, and I was like,
the way I feel about
like, I'm not gay, but.
It's insane.
Yeah.
I felt different when I looked at it. I felt mad.
I was in LA this past weekend, and Carrie sent me a nude. While I was just chilling at a bar.
Not even close to Mateo.
Didn't say, no, what I'm saying is.
Instagram is down right now.
What?
That's a thing.
Oh, that's why my post didn't go.
Yeah, it's happening all over.
Anyway, my reaction was the same as when, you know, it just randomly shuffles when you go on Instagram. And if I'm in public, like his posts are so.
Yeah, they'll pop up.
They're so, like, grandiose in terms of, like, he's just a naked dude. And he wears, like, these weenie bikinis. And, like, if I was just passing me.
These weenie bikinis.
I was just passing me. I'm like, oh, this dude, look at this.
Good
if
Lord.
I'm just digging naked dudes. And he's built like a god.
That's gay Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tommy.
Tommy is straight Mateo Lane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the first person to say that.
I told you I was going to do that for Trick or Treat.
Fuck, I ruined it.
No one's going to listen to this.
True.
You look like Mateo. You look like you could be Mateo's dad, who's still not like you're not like super
still not
hateful,
cool
but you're still
gay.
Weird around his boyfriend.
Yeah. I love my son, but I think it's like a phase. He's gonna kick it. You know what I mean?
He's gonna beat this.
Yeah, yeah.
He's gonna come out on top.
Being gay is a food sickness. Like it'll pass. You know what I mean? Once you're done throwing up in a toilet for a while,
it's one of those one day cold.
Yeah, he's. Those photos, they get me going.
Yeah, he's... What do
you think of that?
He's chiseled from marble.
So anyway, I go, yeah, it's exactly right. It's time I come out.
thinking of you in a photo shoot, just
so I had
knowing
to,
how upset you get.
So I had to fucking finally get headshots. Yo,
I thought you already had them.
No, I have... If you search my fucking name, you'll see a... headshot with a white background.
Ugh.
With like, it's from 2014 Mechanicsburg, PA headshot. And I hate headshots so much that I never got another one.
Yeah, as you should. That's a good sign that you're a good person.
I got one. I looked, dude, I walked into some guy's fucking barn in Mechanicsburg, went like this. And I was like, that's it. One, we're out.
Yeah, I think mine's from like 2012, 2013.
Mine's insane. Yours is insane too, compared to now.
Yeah.
You have
I'm
like
all gray now.
Look at that.
Yeah, yeah. You don't look that different. You're aging very well.
I look the exact same.
Yeah.
But
you do look like an old baby.
Wow, that's about as corny as a fucking picture gets.
Yeah, but that's
fucking
all right.
Headshot has
could be worse.
Me.
Could be worse. Dude, my first headshot, this is a fucking true story, was in my ex's apartment in Horsham, and she had these red like rippled curtains. So it looked like a backdrop.
Yeah.
And I took an Axe body spray can to mimic a microphone. And, anyway, so I'll find it.
Oh.
I'll send it to you.
Oh, fuck.
You know when you're not supposed to have anything in your hands when you show up late to something, you fucking asshole?
You asked me to be here.
You're right. I give you an hour.
I'm fucking here saving the day.
Yeah, dude, thank you so much.
Gorgeous piece of shit.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Shane. Anyway, Tommy.
Ian Fidance. Fidance. What'd you get,
Yeah, Fidance gets us going, too, dude. What a goofy, stupid fuck.
I hope you pull liquor out of there, you
boys.
Wow.
I'll take a few fries.
No, you won't, Tom.
Myself.
We're watching your figure.
Yeah, Tom. Come on.
Tom, don't be fat.
Yeah. My headshots are coming up, Shane Boy.
Why do you need headshots?
I haven't done them in
Super Bowl
10 years.
What the hell do you need headshots for? Huh?
Super Bowl
Shane's got to let everyone know he's at a play in fucking Wilmington, Delaware next weekend with your
what?
Headshot.
Damn, dog.
What?
You look like you're starring in Godspell with that
headshot. Oh, the old headshot?
Yeah, the old headshot.
We were just making fun of it.
I know. I saw it. Oh. Yeah.
But
doing a run at the Delaware Playhouse Theater, Shane Gillis. Day by day. Day by day. Oh, sweet Lord, these things I pray.
You want to shut the fuck up, dude?
To see you more clearly. Give me my fries.
You lost your fries. That's what happens, dude.
Come on.
You lost French fries over that joke.
Call it like I see it. So come on, let's see your headshot, Tommy.
Yeah, hold on. Before we go on,
I wore this.
Hold on,
you
shut
guys.
The fuck up, dude. We made a mistake bringing you here. Nice, Philly.
Turnpike.
Boy,
say turnpike.
Turnpike showdown.
Turnpike showdown.
Oh my god, dude! It's been years since I've had a McDonald's fry.
So I fucking obviously hate getting headshots.
Good lord.
And because of that headshot, I'm so fucking tired of seeing that put on a flyer and being like...
Oh, I know.
And like, what's worse, going to get headshots or just every time that flyer comes out, people are like, Shane looks like a fucking lesbian aunt.
Yeah.
Every...
You don't look that different, so that's a good thing.
I know, that is exactly what I look like.
Yeah, it's pretty sad when people pass around headshots and they're just like, all right, but...
Yeah, you look like you have a Bernie booth at Lilith Fair.
What? Ian takes headshots like a guy who likes taking headshots.
That's you know what?
Have you seen his one where he's like,
I got a pet peeve about this.
Ugh, what? Disgusting. You took like a magician headshot.
Any actor or comic that takes like headshots every 2-3 years, that's a sickness.
He loves getting his picture taken because he likes his dumb, goofy look.
Yep. I got that's a good headshot right there. Wow,
look like
that
a fucking murderer.
Look at that guy.
Like a runaway pickup truck filled. Oh my god, is that you?
Hey, that's not me. That's Ari. That got stung by a bee.
Is that a morph of you guys?
I don't know, but that's scary. That's
me.
That's
so cool you did that.
Can I tell you
something? You want to make fun of my fucking awesome?
That's a good one. This guy's got attitude and fun wrapped up in one.
When someone, so is this a show pick or is this an actual headshot?
That's like a headshot.
Use Mindy or Phil?
Were you in a studio doing that? I did it with Phil. That's who I did it with.
Can I tell you the key to a good headshot is go get a buddy to show up and just have fun and laugh, and then they'll just snap pictures and it'll be more natural.
I was just laughing at Phil's stance the entire time.
He was
taking pictures of me, and I was like, this is gay.
Yeah. Wait, what's your new headshot look like? Where is it? Where is it?
I don't have it up yet.
I thought you were
did it.
I was showing you. I was showing
hours ago.
This is it.
I told them to bring 4 outfits.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
In the email, they're like, bring like 4 or 5 outfits. And I was like oh, fuck.
I have this Notre Dame hoodie.
I had Catholic high school.
He's like, well, I only won a Dart League 3 times, so we didn't get 4 codes.
That was, he said 4 or 5 outfits in the email, and I was like, I literally have 3.
He was like,
the Kingsford Club polo, this hoodie.
You got some new kicks, though, doggy.
Do I ever?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about them in the elevator. They're beautiful.
I had slippers like those. Hello? I gave them to my Uncle Clyde.
Hello?
God. Look at those.
Damn.
Wow. That's great.
Those are the Shane Gillis ones.
Air camos.
Oh, my God.
Dude, imagine trying to stop this. Imagine trying to stop this fucking train, dude.
Uh-huh.
Flying down to some fucking... queer ass like Ian Finan, some gay Jew trying to stop me, dude. Nah.
This is so Shane could blend into the subway and shoot a Jew and get away with it. Like a deer hunter. Except he does it at like, it's just the sound of a cash register.
Yeah, you gotta throw some change out and they'll gather. Yeah, damn, that's fucked up. Me, you're Jewish.
Said it.
Oh, yeah, you're not Jewish.
I got.
He's not Jewish.
Ashkenaz.
I know he's not. I mean, neither am I. It's pretty confusing.
Me.
So what are you?
A little bit of Ashkenazi. Italian.
Yeah.
Irish. Eastern European.
Yeah. Same.
Some Balkan. I got some Balkan in me. Mm. Yeah.
What's your mother? She all Irish?
What's your mother?
What's your mom?
She's all Italian? Your mom's Italian? Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm.
Have you heard her talk?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, Maron. See, his mom literally says Maron.
I've met her many times, yeah. She's a fucking blast, dude.
Me and Stav just went to Delaware and did a show. And
Did you stop by?
My mom made us dinner. It was
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Oh, this is great. Hold on.
Loved Stav. And then
I saw Stav today.
Didn't know about Cometown or his Instagram account. And my mom called me and goes,
so I looked up your friend Stavros. Damn. It's a good thing I'm a welcoming person.
Oh, yeah, because all his nudes.
He's all naked with Mateo.
My mom goes, so where does he perform where they let him on stage naked? He doesn't get on stage either. He's like, so he just gets naked to be naked? I was like, yeah, Gil.
What spot you doing in Delaware? The theater?
No, Smyrna? We did this thing called Bootless Stage Works.
That's a good story, dude.
Yeah, we can get it.
Smyrna.
Hold on, let me fucking say this. So we're doing this fucking photo shoot, and I'm like, obviously, you know, this is very uncomfortable for me. And the guy was like, the guy taking the pictures was like, you're really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, this is, like, it's okay. It's okay. And I'm like, no, it's not.
Did you get pictures taken you as a kid?
School.
We had cameras.
No, I took fucking, I had fucking senior pictures my senior year, and they're at my house. I'm like laying.
Laying on the books.
On a, like, a fucking lake shore in, like, a button down, like. So anyway, we go outside. He's like, we got to get some outside pics of, like, me leaning on bricks, like a brick wall. Oh. He's a good photographer, so they'll be cool, but. Yeah.
Oh, this is a fill.
Yeah, this is a fill.
Oh, right.
So we're outside, and he's got, like, light fixtures and shit. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm like, dude, this is the gayest shit I could be doing right now. Just a fat guy getting his picture taken, leaning against a wall. But
anybody walking by?
So people were walking by, and I'm like, holy fuck. Like, I was uncomfortable. And he was like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. No one's going to say shit. Just when he says that, black dude in a in a postal service truck, in a postal service, he was delivering mail.
Awesome.
Pulls up to a stop sign, and he leans out. You know how they have, like, tall windows?
Yeah.
So he was, like, his whole body was out, and it's just
like me. Like an ice cream truck?
Yeah, it's just me and Phil, and I, like, go from leaning against the wall like this to, like, looking right at this black dude in a truck, and he's like, mind if I get in your little photo shoot? And drove away laughing. And I was like, fuck.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's so great.
I couldn't, I was like, that's exactly what I would have said. Exactly what I would have said. If I saw someone taking a fucking headshot, I'd be like, nice headshot. It's just like,
dude, my mom and I went to a Christiana Mall.
Yeah.
And one time, and we were in, like, the van store. And a group of black teenagers walked in. They're like, this store gay as hell.
They're the best.
Oh, dude, it was great.
The van store?
It was great. The van store.
It's pretty neutral.
Nah, it was pretty gay as hell.
Vans was gay?
Yeah, I guess, like, they didn't have music playing, and that was gay.
Oh,
yes. That is gay.
They don't care.
Yeah.
Like, no, teenagers don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I was a kinship. And it's a glass coffee shop where you, like, sit, like, I don't know, a foot and a half from the front.
Do it again.
Three or four different teenagers come up, and I'm just sipping my coffee on my phone. This one kid starts acting up, and then just runs into the glass, starts pounding on the glass. He's like,
hilarious.
Yeah, hilarious.
Hilarious.
And I started laughing. He was like, nah, you gay. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna laugh with that. It's fucking great.
Who was he giving him?
He was slamming the glass directly at me.
At you?
Just direct, like, fucking. Like, the way we slammed the glass when you're at the zoo together.
You should have given him the mangina.
Huh?
You should have given him the mangina. The coffee shop.
Yeah. I think my best, I might have told it on here. My favorite fucking story of that is I was leaving Helium in Philly. The windows are down. It was the summer. I just had a good set. I was having fun. I was by myself. And I'm driving back, like, in front of 30th Street Station. Like, down, what's that, JFK Market?
Yeah.
One of those.
JFK.
Long road. This guy's on a bike leaving the city. And he's wearing, like, khaki pants and business outfit. So he's like a honky riding a bike.
Yeah.
For some reason, I just drove past him and I was like, pussy! Like, real close to him. Like, out my window right here while he was
riding. You were feeling good?
I was in such a good mood. I was so happy. And
I think what's worse is that he remembers this.
Dude, it's so fucking funny. No, wait. So then I get to the red light right in front of 30th, and the light turns red, and I look at my rear view, and this dude's fucking, he's pedaling fucking so hard, dude. And then, so I go to put my window up, and I'm like, you know what? I earned this, this is. this guy's got this. In my head, I was like, he might spit on me, but
and whatever. He did nothing, like a pussy.
No, I left the window down. He crushed me. He rolls up. He goes. He leaned his fucking head into my window and goes, "Nice piece of shit car, faggot." And as soon as he said faggot, we both looked at each other. And we're like. We both started dying laughing, and he pedaled off.
Oh, that's amazing.
He pedaled off into West Philly. I love that kid. Man, I'm gonna find that kid.
That's so great.
That kid was the fucking man.
Me and Shane did a show in Smyrna.
Oh yeah.
And
when was it?
God, 4 years ago? Four or five.
Damn.
It's probably a while ago.
Damn.
Yeah. And afterwards we're like, let's go get fucked up somewhere. We go to the strip joint.
Mm.
And immediately.
In Smyrna?
In Smyrna.
Yeah.
And it's all black, except for Shane and I. And Shane immediately takes his phone out. I mean, within.
I'm taking pictures of us with strippers.
Also, like, we weren't in a booth. We're at the bar.
Yeah.
Was that your first time, or are you just.
Great question. That's you a great me? Question. Yeah.
No, I think I was just being a dickhead.
No, I think you, honestly, if I were to answer that, I think you had no idea.
No. I had been on a good strip club run before that.
Oh, so.
It was back when I was selling cars.
So you were like, let's get us fucked up.
I believe. I think
it was close.
What I was doing, I remember, I was sneaking pictures of you and me with
this
strippers.
Chick.
Yes.
He was sitting on the bar.
Yes.
So
at the bar, I was taking pictures.
Yeah, so it's just me and Shane, and Shane's going like this.
Yeah.
And it's not sneaking. Clearly, the phone's like a foot off the bar.
I do vividly remember sneaking it.
And there's no one there except for like four strippers that are, you know, malnourished and walking around like fucking drunken giraffes.
It'd be awesome if I walked into the club and was just like.
At just the panoramic.
Yeah.
You're making an Instagram live video. Hey, what's up to all my fans?
Yeah,
this chick's nipples.
Yo, shout out to my fans. Look at all these tits.
Anyway, within like 3 minutes, some jacked ass bouncer walks up. He's like, "Hey man, let me get your phone." And Shane's like,
I was like, no.
No.
No, what do you mean?
Do you want me to delete the pictures? You can delete the pictures.
Yeah.
I don't want, I can't give you my phone. I'll delete the pictures. He's like, nah, you got to give me a phone. You got to give me a phone. And all of a sudden, another dude comes from behind him. A little smaller, but still, he's got years on his face, man. Mm-hmm. This fucking dude was, remember him?
Yeah.
The owner.
Yeah,
turns out to be
crazy.
The owner. And then his wife comes over. Older white lady. And she's like, "This is our place, my place," and it's her and the older, smaller dude. And
yeah, the whole thing was—it's all coming back to me now. This whole thing was crazy.
Remember what happened?
Holy shit!
I remember I got away with the pictures.
So during
I have the pictures.
All right, so this is what happened. Yeah. So during the conversation, we tell them we're just in town for this comedy show. And the guy's like, "Oh shit, I love comedy," and he starts naming like Kevin Hart and all these comics.
We
said we're.
That's what people always do. They're like, "Oh, I love," and then they name, you know, just like mainstream comics.
We say we're from Philly. She leaves. She's like, the bouncer takes his. He took your phone for a second. He held it.
Yeah, they took my phone.
Holding the phone.
Yeah.
The guy is talking to us, and we made him crack a smile in within the first like couple minutes, and then he was like, "All right," and he pulls up a seat. And he like snapped his fingers or did some dramatic bullshit. The guy brings out like 3-4 shots.
Yeah.
He served us 5 to 7 shots over the course
crazy.
Of the...
Whoa.
Went into this private room.
Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
His wife followed us on Facebook, started messaging us. The next time you're in Smyrna, come through here. You know, everything's on us.
Whoa. Yeah, we were in their car. They gave us a ride.
Yeah.
They gave us
way.
A ride to
what
the...
What did you guys do to, like... You
we just made him laugh.
Yeah, we
you
just
went from doing
the
we proved that we were just fucking funny.
That's insane. You went from doing the worst thing you could do in a strip club to just
worse.
Being there.
In all honesty, too, like, I've been in some fucked up situations. I was scared shitless because, like, there was no one there. This dude could have fucking gripped us up and beat the fuck
what
out
of
us.
What kind of strip club was it, like?
Black.
All black. And it was, like...
The best.
We had, the best. The best. Lots of meat.
We used to have family gatherings at Smyrna rest stops.
Did you really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's Delaware.
Wait, what?
Yeah. He's Delaware trash.
Yeah, I know he is.
They would meet up at the rest stop.
Yeah.
Hey. That's where he was conceived.
What do you mean?
Just a Smyrna rest stop.
What do you mean by that?
A Smyrna rest stop. No, we would have a, because we had family that lived in Smyrna, and we lived in Wilmington, and it was just easier to meet on the side of the road than have everyone come up to Wilmington, you know, the finer area. So we
it's
would
like
just
20 minutes. What do you mean, meet them on the side of the road?
Longer time.
Wait,
well, they have, like, parks and rest areas.
Oh, would you guys go have a picnic?
Yeah.
Ah, my fungal. Just a bunch of Jew-wops in a fucking rest field area. At a rest yeah, stop.
Yeah, yeah. It was like, great. God. It was great. Remember when Mario Naduncan hit a Grand Slam home run for the Phillies in 93, May 8th, 93? That was Mother's Day. I was on a Smyrna rest stop, side of the road, hanging out.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
This is what happens when everyone gets sober. They just start remembering sports
Good
facts.
God.
Bringing their own meals to a podcast.
Uh-huh.
So then.
Anyway, the guy died.
No.
The fucking guy died, the owner.
Oh.
You know that. I sent you the screenshot.
I forgot.
And I was like, so sorry for your loss. And there was like a response.
I forgot.
We had like a dialogue 3 years later. She was like, I never forgot how he talked about you guys. No. And I was like, swear to God.
Yeah. We went. So our car was still at the theater.
That's the best part.
Our car was still where we performed. So then we walked out of the hotel. For some reason, our phones were dead.
Yeah.
There's
Maybe
no
for
Uber.
For some reason. We spent the whole night at a strip club.
Taking pictures.
Uber.
The battery.
There's no Uber. Yeah, yeah. And we just, this is probably the most Philly thing we could have done. We walked to the nearest Wawa and just asked for rides.
Yes.
And
Until
then
a cop showed up.
Cop came and gave us a ride.
Cop showed up.
They called the police
in the back.
And gave us a ride.
Yeah.
Wow.
We asked the sandwich guy at Wawa to call the cops. To take us back to our hotel. And he fucking did.
Wow. Delaware, baby. Not a hospitality.
Yeah. First state, dude.
First state. Yep.
Yo, you want a beer?
That may have been our first road.
One time I showed up to a Wawa and
you'd be in Smyrna in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Where's that strip club?
Sorry I did that.
No, it's all right. Fuck you. I forget what I was gonna say.
Well, tell it. You were saying Smyrna.
Wawa. Oh, what? You guys are drunk at a Wawa and the police escorted you home?
Yeah.
I was drunk at a Wawa one time in my underwear and I was yelling at them.
Sure, you don't want a sip?
To give me condoms. Because I was like, if I get AIDS, it's your fault, Wawa.
Oh my God.
They're like, sir, you need to leave. We're going to call the police. I was like, yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I just went home and raw dogged it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you get AIDS?
No.
Nah.
I just found out I don't have AIDS. I got all my tests done.
Just
negative.
Now? You're
negative
still doing
across
that?
The board. Like I get tested every
20s.
Couple months.
You got tested for AIDS?
I'm a mature, sexually active adult, so I get
Why?
Tested
That's
every
not
month.
That's not how you get AIDS, you
Getting
fuck.
Getting tested is not gay.
Getting tested is gay, dude.
It's gay as fuck.
That's right.
Also, you get
How
AIDS
dare
from
my producers
intravenous
turn on
this. Use.
AIDS from penis and vaginal sex.
No,
you can't.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
It's
you
one
can.
Out of,
look it up. Honest to God, it's one out of 100.
You can, but it's
very
like
difficult.
Way
up,
less
it's very, very Andy, difficult.
Shut up.
I have AIDS, Shane, so.
No, you don't.
Don't.
You definitely don't.
I'll get some, pussy.
You Look, still get like chlamydia and all that shit.
You can't get
chlamydia. You can get herpes.
Jelly beans in a side dish.
You can't get straight AIDS.
Syphilis. You can get straight HIV.
You can't get straight AIDS. Nobody.
Yes, very dude. It's almost impossible to get AIDS if you don't have AIDS and she has AIDS. She has a little age.
I mean, I'm joking. Less AIDS. Obviously, you can have get straight AIDS. Are you serious?
What? I'm dead serious. Let me tell you something. This is dead serious.
Right.
I have a lot of experience with this because I did a lot of research in my 20s. Your natural fluids are going outward through your urethra. Mm-hmm. She would have to, it would have to go all the way up your dick, and the average is 1 out of 100 times if she's infected and you're unprotected.
I also fuck dudes.
Well, there you go. That's my next question.
Well, I gotta, you know, catch my...
here's another fact that people don't know about fucking dudes.
Which means I'm... And I only use condoms.
You have to be bottom. You have to be
not in a long time.
You have to be bottom.
Yeah, you haven't fucked a dude. Oh, it's been a couple weeks?
No.
You have to be bottom. If it's guy on guy... If it's guy on guy...
Gravity?
You have to be bottom.
Oh, I'm not a bottom.
Because that breaks... Your asshole breaks, and the cum fluids, which pre-jack, has the most amount of AIDS in it. And it has to seep into an open wound.
And Shane, you didn't tell me this was going to be so hot.
But if you're a top, you can get AIDS too.
Yeah, it's also very difficult. Unless there's
that's
an open wound.
That's why syphilis.
Has to be a break.
That's why syphilis.
I'm telling you right now, dude.
Rampant.
Next week, we're gonna fact check all this. I'm checking right now. Tommy's so full of shit. He goes,
way off.
See, the thing is your penis fluids flow out, and the woman's got vagina fluids that go in.
This is literally a high school football coach talking to kids in a locker room being like, listen, listen.
The same guy who thinks you can't get pregnant when you're on your period.
You can't.
You are such an idiot.
I fuck with that too. That's a good theory.
Let me tell you something. Stat check all of this. I want you guys writing this shit.
No. Stat check it all.
That's a good theory. I stay with that theory. Yeah. If the chick's on her period, dude.
Also, I didn't say top. She can't get pregnant.
I said it's not.
The
it's not impossible. It's very unlikely.
Very unlikely.
Very unlikely.
Wait.
If I fuck Ian,
yes,
and I got no open wounds and he's got no blood seeping out of his little butthole, we're fine.
That's why syphilis is run rampant in the gay community.
Ooh.
Because because of
open wound.
No,
that's
no.
The AIDS
well,
went through.
Well, because of
did you eat yet?
So, why is this conversation making you hungry? You fucking lunatic! Open wounds. Give me that cheeseburger. No, because of PrEP in the gay community, nobody uses condoms anymore, and syphilis and herpes
is
pre pill? Rampant.
Is that the pill you can take, and then
it's
herpes,
it's,
dude. That sucks.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
What's it called?
And that's why I only use condoms. And then these fucking heathens, they go, I only play raw. And I go, why wear a condom? And they go, see you later. And you're like, ugh, what a bunch of godless fucking
wait, I thought you heathens. Weren't fucking dudes.
I'm not. I don't. But I've been with.
Hand movement, also, I was just yeah, that hand movement suggests otherwise.
You absolutely do.
I don't.
I have.
You knocking around?
I don't currently.
Only trainees are straight dudes.
Oh, God, I wish I could. I mean, Tom Petty said it best. A good tranny's hard to find. That's his number one song.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Was that
I thought
free
that
falling?
Was Wildflowers.
No, Tom Petty said you have a 1% chance of getting AIDS if you have unprotected sex with a woman.
No, that's
AIDS.
Eric Clapton's Stairway to Heaven.
Tom Petty was like, he was like, I have AIDS and that's why I died.
You have, so you said earlier that you have a 1% chance of contracting AIDS while having unprotected sex with a woman who has HIV.
1 out of 100.
That's
yes. 1 in 100.
Can you look that up right now?
Yeah. Yep. Without an open wound.
That is just
not an open
so
wound. Just straight fluids.
Only your ween.
Open ween.
No open ween. You're good to go. Yeah. Do you have AIDS?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I gotta ask a question.
Well, it depends on which angle the fluids are going down.
Last
yeah.
week I asked Jeeves how you get AIDS. Internet came back, said none. Can't shit. Don't get it. What?
No, see, because the piston goes this way.
The piston. I thought you said the piss. I was like, that's great. You know when you pee in her at the end?
Think about it.
You don't get AIDS.
Yeah, every time you piss, it flushes the AIDS out.
Yeah. It's actually true.
Wait, where do you think the AIDS is going in? Like, if it gets inside your
AIDS
penis,
is going.
Like, it has to go all the way up your dick.
Nah, dude, you ever tried
AIDS,
you ever tried spitting up a faucet? You can't spit up a faucet.
Yeah, but once hell it's yeah. in there, it's in there. Like, it doesn't have to travel, like, through your penis, into your balls, up your...
Let me tell you something. This is not a fucking pit.
That's so funny.
I am dead serious. Are you guys researching? Yeah, you fucking apes. Get in
welcome
there.
To Sex Ed with Dr. Tommy.
I'm telling you right now, it's true. That's me tonight, the pillow guy.
Hi, I'm Mike Lindell with My Pillow. Did you know that if you're face down, ass up, you can't get AIDS?
And this is the this is true because I was such a hypochondriac in the 20s or the
20s. Ah, jeez, I hope I don't get some of that HIV.
Oh, God,
I'm
going to
get that black blood. See? I'm tap dancing with my girl.
What did you say?
You missed a good one.
In all seriousness.
He said, hoping not to get that black blood. See?
Also, you're
really
still
great.
A hypochondriac, so that hasn't changed.
You're right. It hasn't changed. You know what's changed? Education. And that's why I'm trying to share with you guys.
I have none.
Well, you're a hypochondriac. You're not worried about AIDS in the slightest. That's weird.
You are when condoms break and you're sleeping with fucking prostitutes that use drugs.
You blink so
in
many times.
In my old days. Carrie.
Wow. Condom broke when you were with a prostitute?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Never happened to me.
Really? Yeah.
Because you don't use them. And they're guys.
I do use them. I'm still reading, but what you said about the top person that getting it.
You're talking
like
about
1 in 1,000 for the top person to get it.
There it is.
Yeah.
That's one. What? Now find the other fucking fact that I'm gonna crush.
Wait, can I ask a stupid question? Top means you get fucked?
Yeah, top means
top means you fuck.
What? Okay.
So
what do you think bottom would mean?
I don't know.
Oh wait, he's fat, so he thought that.
Yeah, 100%.
He's fat enough that he thought the bottom did the fucking.
Yeah. 100%. The bottom's just the air mattress.
100%. The bottom means you
so
just
the
like,
bottom is the one that lays there and does
the bottom
nothing, right?
Is the one that lays there and eats a sandwich, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. The top's the one
top climbs piercing on top.
Piercing the asshole or pussy. So you, the odds are you can break that skin, especially with an ass. So male on male.
Look me right in the eye. Stop blinking.
This is true. Male on male has the highest,
especially with an ass.
You're not going to, what we're talking about is piercing ass. Yeah. Kids, come here. Boys, take a knee.
Yeah.
Come on, get around. Take
no, honest to God, though. So if you pierce the butt, it's such a...
No, there's
a
less chance of HIV if you get into archdiocese. If you went to a parochial school, you don't get AIDS.
Boys, hey, quit horsing around back there. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. You want AIDS? No, you don't. So listen up. Don't be the bottom. Be the top. Pierce butts.
Male on male sex.
Nah, pinch it off.
Top to bottom. Butthole.
Don't
right
come.
Before you come, squeeze it so the AIDS don't get up your penis. The
butthole becomes like a wet paper bag and it breaks. When it breaks, it opens a door for all the seepage coming out of the other dude.
Why do you know
other
all these
things? The other dude, yeah, because pre-cum has the most. Look this fact up, too.
Pre-cum's got the most. The most.
Dude, you're
got
killing
the
it.
Most.
The most
killing
amount
right
of AIDS.
The most AIDS?
It's in the pre-cum. It is.
What?
It is, yep.
Damn,
pre-cum's got the most
crazy
amount of AIDS. And when you get a break.
Excited to jump out of the body? It's like, come on, fellas, let's go!
A little chink in the armor.
They're the overexcited.
You open that fucking
V.
Yeah, they're the real excited AIDS. They're like, we can't wait to get out of here.
That's how you get
rabies.
The AIDS.
It's not like trying to survive.
I think
that's
I
how
think
you get the
is.
AIDS. Listen, you
I think
guys
it's a virus, so I think
shit.
It is a right, isn't it? Yeah.
That's how you get it,
dude? I'm Tom. Tom's fucking killing right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you it's the truth, dude. And when it comes to women,
wait, how do you know
tell us
all
more
this
about
stuff?
This paperback asshole that you speak of?
Paperback asshole.
And with man on woman, as long as there's no open wounds, it's very difficult for the infected, let's say if the woman's infected, to go up the urethra because everything's pushing outward.
What if it's me? What if I'm in there busting up walls, ripping shit up in there?
Yeah, dude.
How likely am I to get it fucking?
I told you, one in 100 between.
Yeah. Damn, he's so gay,
you
couldn't break that.
It was going to come out the other side.
That's why I said wet bag.
Hey.
Fucking alpha.
Hey guys, just a little bit of AIDS here. Pop my head out, see if there's
Hey guys, have you heard of AIDS?
Hey guys.
Hi, mind if I talk to you about your Lord and Savior AIDS?
Do you guys have a second to talk about AIDS?
Fuck yeah, dude. Tom, I'm so excited to hear a subject you're this passionate about.
Yeah, dude.
Dude.
For you, Tom.
I was in a clinic every 6 to 9 months. I would go to see if I had AIDS.
Yeah, that seat's fucking annoying. I switched it already.
New York. When I won Philly's Funniest, it was in the Philadelphia, what's the local paper. Inside the clinic, my headshot was, I was getting tested for
AIDS.
The old hippie. Yeah, meanwhile, I was just with some girl I didn't trust who was a regular fucking white chick. The odds of getting AIDS, just a regular woman. Intravenous.
Uh-huh.
Dangerous.
What's the most amount of AIDS in intravenous drug use?
What?
Is it like the... You said pre-cum has the most AIDS. What about intravenous
probably
drug
heroin
use?
Heroin
no,
needles.
I'm saying like it the fluids, what? If you have AIDS, the fluid that you have, it doesn't come out in the cum. The pre-cum, much more concentrated. That's the fucking crack cocaine of the cummies.
The pre-cum, the clear...
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Which
like
is
this.
So dangerous because that's spurting out all the time.
Yeah,
that's where the AIDS has evolved.
Now, what about pregnancy? Can pre-cum? Is there a lot of?
I think it's from the bodily fluids from the child being exposed. Like
no. He's talking about can a chick get pregnant off pre-cum? Like the clear pre-cum?
Oh no.
Yeah.
No, there's no sperm in the clear. That's why it's clear.
Yes.
The cloudiness comes from the fucking.
Yeah, the cloud. Yeah, the cloud's the cum.
So there's no semen in pre-cum.
No.
Not if you're doing it right.
Zero semen in pre-cum. Zero.
I think we were talking about the exact opposite, where you think
there's a bunch of AIDS.
There's a lot of AIDS in pre-cum.
And women are taught the opposite. They're like, pre-cum, your period, you can always get pregnant. Even if he's like on the outside, not even on the inside, you can probably get pregnant. Like, we're taught the opposite of what guys are
you
taught.
Can.
You were born in Charleston, North Carolina.
I am from South Carolina.
Where's it at?
Wow.
Look it up. Fact check that.
How much AIDS is in South Carolina?
There's a 1 in 100 chance you know where I'm from.
That hurts. That hurts. You just nullified. I've been sitting here listening to the fuck out of you.
Look, I slipped up. I got aggressive.
Well, here's an interesting one. More than the fact before, if you're uncircumcised, you're more likely to get AIDS.
Yeah, because it hangs in that fucking sweatshirt flap.
Yeah.
No.
Also, if you're
If
you're uncircumcised,
you get fucking AIDS.
A disgusting likely, pile of shit.
Is it? Is it because
a
lot of people don't keep
AIDS.
Their helmet clean?
Yeah, because things like tuck in there, you know.
What'd you say? If you're uncircumcised, you deserve AIDS.
It's gross, right?
True. Google uncircumcised dicks.
And then gross.
No, don't. Definitely don't. He went to do
it.
I was
like half going to the computer.
Man, Tom. Fucking AIDS Wikipedia, dude.
Wow.
It's just from
it's like Rain Man, but for AIDS.
Years of
I definitely AIDS. Definitely AIDS.
In,
Chelsea?
No, Union, like Lower East Side.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn, they've got to be fucking, that's got to be like World War Z with dudes running in there with AIDS.
Yeah, Chelsea. And then I would walk in the room, tell her what's up, and then.
We got another one, triage. Covered in glitter. We need a medic. Not all I need, bitch.
But they would just give you a, you know. Fucking a dose of 200 to 500 milligrams of something that would kill chlamydia. You'd say something like, yeah, take this. You have no shot at AIDS.
That's so World War.
What, the joke of
AIDS? Chelsea.
But you're still taking AIDS tests.
All across the board. I get tested every couple months because I'm sexually promiscuous but safe with it. And just to be
then
safe.
Then you don't need to be tested.
Well, I'm engaged in unprotected sex with someone that, and we use condoms with other people.
Okay.
But with her, I don't use condoms. So I've.
It's such a fucking New York relationship.
Blown.
I don't like it.
In. Shut up.
No, I don't like it.
Yeah, because you're jealous.
Dude. What are you talking about? My girlfriend fucks a bunch of dudes. Yeah, what are you talking about?
It's just the safe thing to do.
Yeah.
To test yourself every couple months.
So a girl blew you without you having a condom?
Guy, girl. I didn't have a condom on. She blew me. And I just wanted to be safe about it. And I hopped a dong down too.
Did she swallow your semen?
Make sure that was safe.
Did she swallow your semen?
You blew him. You blew him too?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
You blew a guy?
Yeah.
When?
Sober.
A couple months ago.
Damn.
Yeah, that's the other thing. He's sober, dude. So all this like gay fucking is real.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Real gay.
Yeah. Wait till you get sober.
You
can find nothing left to do.
I'm not going to be sober.
Just looking at your watch.
I wasn't doing this drunk. I was just like, whoa.
Oh, really?
You never blew a dick?
I'm kidding.
All fucked up?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I feel like that's how you get into it.
Yeah.
You gotta be pretty fucked.
I think you're always into it. You just...
No. You drink your way into being gay.
No, you...
yeah, you wish.
That's
is that
I'm
why you always
for?
Got a fucking Bud Light on you?
This will be the one.
This will
it.
Be the one.
Switching it up. You,
yeah.
You got this in a pounder?
No, that's... yeah, you seem...
What?
All right, sorry.
I seem what?
Being fucking gay, dude.
I love how he's saying he blows dudes and the fucking gay button's never touched. I like this.
No, because it's not gay.
No. This is a genuine homosexual act.
Yeah.
I don't think we should hit the gay button.
I respect it. That's respect
right. It. He's actually gay, which is.
Yeah, dude, you know.
Not gay.
Pretty cool by our books.
You need.
Sucking a guy's dick?
Not gay.
Not gay at all.
Yep. That's right.
Headshots twice
headshots.
In a year?
Headshots.
Headshots.
Gay.
Gay. Come on!
Yeah! Damn, dude, that black mailman fucked me up today.
Did he fuck you?
He nailed
That's
me.
Great.
He fucked it. Dude, it was so nice. It was such
That's
a nice
so
moment.
So funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was Phil snapping when you were smiling? I bet
hopefully.
You got the one.
Hopefully you got one picture of me.
In that
like,
moment?
just my heart like, ripped out.
Just so sad.
Well, we're going to air them. As soon as
I get these shots, yeah. I'll show you. Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah,
I don't care. It can't be worse than 2013, whenever that headshot was of me.
You look good.
It's just... It's,
what was your outfit today?
Guess.
This?
Black t-shirt.
No. No black t-shirt.
No.
Fucking hoodie.
What hoodie? Not with this shit on.
Philly hoodie.
The gray Philly Eagles hoodie?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Jesus.
Sorry I wasn't wearing a fucking ripped jeans and V-neck.
No, just don't like, you know, you don't want to give like a logo. You know, you want to be like a Philly comic.
Yeah, I guess that's what they're saying, but I don't give a fuck. That's the hoodie I'll probably be wearing on stage.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, people can be like, hey, it's the guy from the picture.
Yeah. Well, I don't have it. I don't think
I came to see.
Yeah.
I don't think I have any clothes without him. What are you saying? What?
If he didn't look like the picture, I would go home.
Man, dude, I didn't know you were active like that.
What?
It's good for you.
I didn't know you were out sucking dicks.
Not every day. But you gotta treat yourself every once in a while. If something good happens, you gotta be kind to yourself.
So you do well and then go, like, if something's going well in your life, you'll be
No,
like,
dude, look, sometimes I am in the mood for it and sometimes I'm not. This was a little while ago. And
it's like Arby's.
Yeah.
So
yeah
sometimes yeah. you got that hat above your head and you're thinking it.
Yeah. And then other times you're like, I gotta be on a diet.
Yeah,
but then sometimes you're like, I just want
to,
we have the meat. It's like, thank you, Miles.
Miles, you just name drop your lover.
With a Y.
Was it Miles really? With a Y?
Yeah.
Ew.
So he's I imagine he's strictly gay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How do you meet somebody like that?
Grindr.
Damn. Fuck yeah.
Really gay.
Do you go out there and say you're straight because it's more of like a, isn't that like a thing they want? They want to turn a
yeah,
straight.
Yeah, they
want
to
fuck.
I mean, I'm on there primarily to find a trans girl, but they're really tough to find.
Yeah, without what? Being like.
Isn't there a trans app or no?
No, they're all, I mean.
Damn, Tommy.
Woo!
Come.
Get tested.
Yeah. Oh my God, the guy who like
percentages
doesn't believe
are one
in
10,000.
Yeah.
The guy who
yeah.
doesn't believe he's a fucking flat earther with AIDS. It's over here like, yeah, you know the tranny app, or maybe there's not one. Fuck.
Why did that table rise?
Why do you use tranny app? Fuck.
No, in all seriousness, I just imagine there's got to be an app for all of them, right?
There is.
There has to be.
There's a lot of real
ugly
stragglers.
Yeah, but that's
which
fine.
Brings up our new sponsor, the Tranny app.
Yes.
There you go.
Look at that.
Oh, go on it. It's bad.
Transter.
Oh.
Transter.
You've been on this?
Have you tried
it's
this?
Really bad.
It's bad.
There's one called Trans, and it's just like. You know.
What a world. What a world.
56-year-old.
I don't like it.
Cross-dressers.
I think all this sexual promiscuity that this country is doing is going to be the death of us.
You see all this behind us? It's a facade. This is what he's doing to his sex life. Your sex life is green screen.
We need to go back to
I
not
admire it.
Having sex as much.
What the hell is that?
I'm fucking
look like you're
dude.
Gay in the 50s.
Mussolini right now. You are a being too gay.
Chocolate Mussolini.
Dude, you ever see Mussolini give
don't
a speech?
Put the spaghetti in the water.
You ever
keep
see Mussolini?
It straight.
Yeah. You two wops. You ever
yeah,
see
somebody
Mussolini?
Had to hold him up like yeah. this.
Mussolini would give speeches and, dude, he'd be like, yo, stop being fucking gay. Literally, he would do that on balconies. He'd be like, we are going to take over the... Awesome. One of the best... Dude. Fire up some Mussolini speeches. Get these people going.
What?
Get some fascist spaghetti
oh,
going.
Oh, yeah. Play the hits.
Yeah,
play
yeah.
the
hits.
Yo, there was a video of
this
where...
This is a mix that came on.
Yeah, it's on a favor tab. It's fucking not, compound.
Should
kidding?
I play the one I'm watching?
Yeah, dude. Look at him.
Il tribuno trascinante ed irresistibile dell'intervento popolare.
He's
wait, why are you just playing Shane's iPod?
That's how I order.
Well, he flexes on his speech.
He's so sick.
That's how I order cappuccino.
Will you pause for a second? See if you can find Where Brooklyn At, Hitler and Mussolini.
What?
You know the Where Brooklyn At freestyle with Biggie and Tupac?
Yes.
They do it with... Somebody dubbed it. This is an old video of Hitler, Hitler's Biggie, Tupac's Mussolini, and it's fucking... It's
That's
nice.
Amazing.
It's so good. Where Brooklyn At?
What?
Yeah. It's fucking nice. Anyway, so you...
Are gay. So you are... No, I'm not... Put it up. I'm not gay.
You find it? Yeah, this is sick. Well, it was when it came out at the time. Now it's not as good.
Shame.
No, it's good. I stand by.
Jesus.
You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and them 357 bitches.
Oh!
Oh my God.
That's how I got the weak spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb spread. Little Patty got the shot into your body, so don't persist or you might miss Christmas.
Yeah.
I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DE. My slow flow's remarkable.
It's not even matching up. It could be really good. There's nothing about this that makes
sense. Shut up, don't ruin it.
It's so bad.
Oh my God, I'm dropping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at they christen it.
I didn't know Biggie had a
that part matched up. That part matched up.
I hope you feel stupid.
The Mussolini's better.
Yeah, Mussolini's killing it.
See, it's slightly off, that's why.
Oh my God. I mean, that's fucking brilliant.
Right, I got a video with Mao and Call Me Maybe. All right. Hey, great being here. Thanks for inviting me, guys. Appreciate
you play the
it.
Wheel
yeah, no,
of
zoom
fortune
in on that,
failed sound.
We'll be right back. After.
Let's throw in dip.
Brilliant idea, though.
Fuck.
Yeah, didn't it?
It was back in fucking like 2010 when that video came out. They executed it perfectly.
Oh, give me your cups.
Yeah.
PG. Let's talk to PJ.
Yo.
What up, doggy?
Dude, it's TJ. Last time I called in, you DJ'd me. Jesus Christ. No, I wanted to talk about the fucking McCuskey, Larry J. Gomez beats.
Oh, shit.
I got a beat?
Any of them would fuck him up. I'll put 200 in the Patreon if Billy fucking knocks him out.
All right, here's the thing. Lewis versus McCusker, I think I'd take Lewis. Billy, I think, fucks up Lewis.
Billy who?
McCusker's brother. I think Matt's too small to fight. Lewis is big. Lewis is deceptively big.
Yeah, Lewis is Matt. Matty's.
Nah, Lewis is losing weight. Lewis looks great.
Oh, is he? McCusker's deceptively.
Matt's tough. Matt's tough as fuck, but I think Lewis is actually tough. I don't think it's fake. Mm-hmm. I think he, like, I watched that fight.
Yeah, I do trust Billy a lot more with that trash game, dude. He's a hard worker.
Billy's fucking jacked, dude. Billy's, I thought, again, I said it on the podcast, I thought Billy was like 6'5". When I met him,
God, he's
like 6 foot. He's 6 foot. But like when I met him, I was like, hey, like, he's jacked enough that
he's
I thought he was taller than me.
This is McCusker's brother.
McCusker's brother, Billy. Yeah.
How'd this beef start?
We've just been accidentally talking shit on Legion, or on Real Ass Podcast about McCusker fighting Lewis at his next fight. And yeah.
Dude, McCusker's like, I'll take it. Verbally, last time you were on the Real Ass Podcast, you were fucking him up. I fucking loved it.
Yeah, well, it ended up actually being, I didn't feel great about that.
No, it fucking sucked. It didn't make for a good show. It was fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It's like this call.
I don't know.
Tommy!
DJ.
Listen, RJ, we don't mean it.
Tom's feeling left out.
I just have no idea what's going on. It has nothing to do with our
I can
show.
Tell you.
Huh?
I can tell you.
Yeah, we only got 10 minutes left. I'd rather talk about him fucking training.
Yeah, yeah, nah, we only got 10 minutes left.
You're right. Thanks for the phone.
Thanks, PG.
Tom's going to take
PJ. Yeah, we only got 10 minutes left. I got this theory on anal warts that you've got to listen to.
In there?
Nuh-uh. You had anal warts?
No.
Shut up.
I had a hemorrhoid thing that I went in for a consultation.
So you had hemorrhoids?
Internal hemorrhoids. They come out.
Yeah, they're
terrible.
You go
boomsies. Yeah. Yeah, and the guy, the doctor talked me out of it. I was 21 years
old. Did he talk him back in?
Yeah.
Talked him in good night.
Yeah, they talked him right back in. Yeah, and the way he,
night,
the analogy.
Boy.
And then his doctor kisses
night.
Him because he's gay.
You know, when you tuck someone in, you kiss them.
Can you tell me what's the wildest gay experience you've had?
Well, I think you know.
Oh, yeah.
That was not the wildest.
He's talking about that time you got your dick sucked from a guy.
Yeah. Yep. On a roof.
What do you call it?
Eiffel Tower? Eiffel.
Tripod.
Yeah. A tripod. Way off.
If you're not as cultured, a tripod.
Yeah.
So do you, like, can you share? Something.
No, I don't know what you want.
Share what?
I got one, actually. So you talked about trannies and stuff. Are you better off with, like, guys who became girls or girls that became guys? Is there, like, a preference there?
Oh, if it's...
Damn, did you put the camera on yourself?
You did, dude.
If it's female to male...
Wow.
Yeah, what was that?
Put it back on you so you can...
Just swinging his
film mic. It back on you and accept your shame, dude.
I'm trying to not just be a voice anymore.
No, we're trying to keep you a voice.
I mean, that's a face that the people need to see. Is that how you feel? Like, you're like, hey, man, I got to put this camera on myself.
I just thought it sounded weird to just always just be a voice in the background.
Like the Wizard of Oz?
You know?
No, film yourself.
Just be like, hey, that's me right there. All right.
I'm being a dickhead, dude. Yes, it was the right move. I'm just making you feel bad.
Yeah, well, you didn't make me feel bad, so.
Woo, fuck you, Shane! Ha!
Damn.
Attaboy. You don't take shit from nobody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Answer that question.
Fuck you, Shane. What was the question?
You've been gayer since the last time I saw you. This
man,
is the gayest I've ever seen you.
Well, it's middle of the month.
It's the Ides.
It's the Ides.
You start getting gay around the Ides.
Yeah. female to male, stay home. That's what I say.
Yeah, get out of here.
Get out of here.
We don't want you.
Yeah,
don't, you can't
me,
serve. You can't serve me, in our military. Get the fuck out.
Call me Gate B12, because I'm going to handle some luggage, you know?
Yeah, he wants penises.
Yeah, there's no point. And if it's female to male, I might as well just be with a woman.
Yeah, for sure.
You sure? Why don't you just want a slightly more mentally unhinged woman? You know?
Hey, listen. Dated blondes before, okay?
Oh. Hey, dang! Oh. How are you doing?
Wow. Damn, dude. That's the type of heat. That's why we called him.
Yeah.
That's why we both called
him. Dude.
Yeah. We didn't even consult.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
We were like, we don't have a guest. I called you. He texted you.
Oh, that's great.
Not even a coin flip.
Hell
right
yeah.
Away, we were both like, shit, we don't have anyone. Yeah. Our
thank
dog.
You, fellas.
Our dog.
You win, tails, you also win.
Yeah. Mostly, I think this one's tails.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Yeah. Because you're gay.
But he likes giving heads.
Hey! You gotta film
your camera.
Yeah, why didn't you film yourself on that one? You fucking coward.
Worth the shit.
Oh,
there it is.
God.
Oh my God! Look at that.
Oh
that
God.
Was fucking
that's terrifying.
What was that?
That's the
horrifying bobblehead doll.
That's the gayest thing that's been said this entire time.
Yeah.
Stop showing your eternal bedhead.
I got that.
Going,
I got it right now. Oh, that was another thing for the photo shoot. I tried to do my hair this morning. I tried to do my hair.
What's so bad about that?
I know, he actually...
If you knew how much of a psycho, and you should...
Well, yeah, because
you...
You do your hair. Your hair is
dirty.
That's a style.
Yeah, but like...
You're acting like you don't do
style is no style.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Except
but not his hair.
Shoes.
Except those. Woo!
Ah.
Damn, I'd like to suck the camo off of them, huh?
Yeah, dude, I'll fuck you. Huh? Dude, I'll fuck you right now, dude.
I'll tell you the odds of you getting eights.
None, I'm clean.
Tommy will be like a UFC ref with gloves.
Over the top.
Just like, that's not how you get AIDS. You guys are doing all right. All right, break it up.
I don't see any pre-cum there. You good?
Fuck, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, I did my hair. And then I looked in the mirror, like, this morning, and I was just like, who are you?
You said you parted it.
I tried to, like.
Parted it?
I don't know how to do hair.
Your hair is always fine.
This is just my hair.
Yeah.
It's fine. it's got a nice movement, you know? Yeah.
Someone.
Slowly
a little height.
It's fading tremendously, but that's all right. I'm good. Dude, me bald is going to be fucking sick. Nah, I'm going to be powerful.
Are you going to shave it?
No. I'm going to go fucking Louie with it and have, like, side.
What's the name of that Sith Lord?
Yeah, I'm going to be a monster. I'm going to be a complete monster. Like a
horseshoe?
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
my dad had a horseshoe, and he looked great.
Yeah?
I'm going to go bald and let it take its course. I'm not going to shave it preemptively. I'm going to let it run its course. Carrie gets it.
Yeah.
I'm going to look cool. It is hot.
Sexy.
Thank you.
You want Tommy to go bald?
Comfortable with yourself.
It's impossible, dude.
It's happening. I see.
Oh. I don't know how much you guys can zoom in here, but look at this fucking lettuce.
Oh, I see the spot right here.
Oh, I see some spots.
Yeah, it's right there.
From the yikes. Front to the front. It starts here.
Worry less about AIDS and more about that bald spot.
Yeah. Damn.
I go to the
hair. Wow, I didn't even. Much. I didn't realize Tom was losing his hair this much. Here, look at this.
Yeah.
Right? No. It's not there. Right
Damn,
here.
Tommy, bald. get those headshots now, Tom.
Yeah, this fade's been going on since I was 23, 24.
I don't know. I think that headshot of you. You got, dude, look at that headshot of him. He looks like fucking Eddie Munster. Right? Is that the hairy kid?
Let me see.
I don't know if Eddie Munster
was
right.
Where's Tommy's old headshot?
Oh, the first headshot I ever had, it was ridiculous. That's what you walked in on.
Well, yeah. His headshot. No, we didn't get your headshot up.
No, we didn't. I would have to.
Was it the one that looks like selling real estate?
No, it
looks like Eugene Levy's.
Much worse, dude.
Really?
He literally looks like Eugene Levy's son. He really does. He's got the thick fucking eyebrows. You still have them, but you hide them well. Yeah. No, that's not it. That's a great picture.
That's a great picture.
Nice pic. Where'd you get that? I never posted that. Dynamite.
Wow, those are really nice. I hate that shirt.
Wow.
Shirt's gayer than
you. This is 20 years. This is 10 years ago.
Did you just make partner? That's great. Yeah.
You look like a hot teacher.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I'm on top. You know what that means?
No. Keep going. There's one that he's sitting on the steps. That's Don't like want. Your headshot, right? You don't know the one I'm
no,
talking
my
about.
Main headshot is I'm standing up. It's the only time I ever had professional headshots.
Were you wearing that green shirt? I've seen that one.
No, great t-shirt.
That one's hot.
No.
Dude, what about the one where you're like a...
No, that's mine.
And like, no. There's
that one.
That is?
That's the Eddie Munster one.
You know who took that? McKeever took that to get into Montreal
That's the one. I was like, look how... Dude, the salt and pepper has done you well, dude.
You think so?
Yes.
You think I look worse there?
Holy shit, you look horrendous in there.
Yeah.
Dude, all black, jet black hair, eyebrows.
So right there, I'm like 30. I think I was like 32, and I got to Montreal, and they were like, all right, send us all of your, like, contact stuff. And I was like, I got nothing. And McKeever's like, let's go in the backyard. I'll take a picture of you, and we'll make a business card. And that's where they came from. Just jungle.
Hilarious.
And we went against a brick wall because, like,
that's the picture.
80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nostalgic.
Yeah, the salt and pepper's doing you well.
So,
you think so, too?
You look so much
you
better
You look like
right
you know
now.
About AIDS. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. That picture, you look bad.
Really?
You look... Yeah, dude,
well,
you
just
look.
You listen to this?
You just look like you own a kiosk in the mall.
She agrees.
It's a compliment.
I already know all this.
Yeah.
I think so. I don't think you talk to me like this. This is great. This is why I love these guys.
What? Everybody knows you're a hunk, dude.
No, not like this, though. Like, I thought I'd been deteriorating.
No. You've improved.
Yeah, you're like a...
You didn't know that?
What's going on right now? There's going to be
like
a
fine wine.
No, I won't
you're
be mean
fucking
to you.
Turn.
You've improved, dude.
You're going to turn.
I won't.
I know what's going on.
I think when I go bald up top and the sides are just there,
he's investing compliments right now.
No, I'm not.
Investing compliments so that you compliment him later.
And I will. He
I'm
did it
right now. Yeah. When I lose
my heart
the top,
is full.
When I lose the top,
look at me straight.
When I lose the top, I'm going to be significantly better looking. When I go straight bald, people are going to be like, God damn, that
that's
guy's
a handsome potato.
That's a handsome monster. You'd suck my dick, dude. Shut up. You wish you could suck my dick, dude.
Yeah, your name was Miles of the Y.
Miles, dude. If you boom in Canada, would his name be Kilometers?
That's all, folks.
Oh. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah, I got one more.
Yeah. Wow, I'm on it.
I got a spot. I got to run.
Yeah, all dude. Right. Yeah. Thanks for coming out,
you
dude.
You guys keeping it rolling?
Yeah. Yes. You're the best, dude.
Very smooth. You guys keeping it rolling?
You're in finance, dude.
Yeah. Dancy, baby.
Elite, dude. You can call him, dude. You can call him half hour before the show.
Yeah.
He comes down and murders.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah.
You guys are the best.
Finance, dude. You're the best. A lot of people talk shit on you. I, you know.
You are a
fucking. You just wash on that cock with fries. Get up here,
yeah.
Andy.
Ooh. Andy, get up here. Now's your time, dude. Look at this, dude. You're in the right. It's like a phone call from the bullpen, dude. Here comes John Rocker. YouTube John Rocker sprint.
Dude, unreal.
Let's take that phone call. What's going on with this guy?
How is John Rocker not killed?
John
Rocker
is the best ever, dude.
Yo, Kenny Boy.
What up, bro?
What's going on with the haters on Reddit about that appearance, you know, on a real ass podcast? Saying it wasn't good or something? Dude,
that's
the best
all they
want
to talk
man.
About.
What the fuck?
I don't know, man. I
dude,
love
that's bullshit, dude. You fucking killed Lewis on that episode. It was so funny when you shut him down.
I love Lewis. I love Lewis Gomez. Lewis Gomez is the best.
I love it when
Luis J. Gomez.
Anytime you make appearances on Gas Digital, it's so fucking funny, dude.
Fuck yeah, thanks, man.
Hey, by the way, you know, fuck Mike from Manhattan. The dude's a bitch.
Hell yeah.
Hilarious, yeah,
he's
dude.
He's a fraud when he's talking about the steakhouse, dude. He's at fucking Arby's, you know, getting that
Arby's
number one steak burger. Yeah, dude, he's funny.
Oh, your fans like you so much.
Yeah, there's a bunch that don't though. There's a bunch of guys that
really,
fucking
but it's
hate.
Just like, you just got that like fucking cool bully like
nah,
energy.
He does. Yeah, but here's the thing.
And they're all fucking
and like all
nerds
of fans.
No, he's not. You don't be mad because
nah,
my fans like me.
Not him. No, I'm just saying. What?
You just called all my fans fat nerds.
Not your fans.
All right.
Fans of radio. Yeah, they're all dog shit. You're all gay.
Yeah, hell yeah, I like that.
Look at my headshots.
Yeah, he's going heel.
Modern headshots. We learned a lot though.
Yeah, you all right?
Yeah.
You're trying to get out of here. You gotta finish that.
I'm gonna twist this up.
Finish that beer.
I will.
And then we'll fucking
don't worry about it. I got plenty of time.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw in a dip, dude.
Yeah,
this
dude.
Episode's rolling, dude.
Nothing.
This episode's rolling. Yeah,
nothing.
Fire that fucking flight up.
You guys eat? Do you eat? Go ahead.
Nothing. He's firing up a sick ass fight.
So what happened? You
no, with Lewis and me?
Yeah, you talk shit about Lewis.
Yeah, but it's like it was just a joke, and then that's all. It's a joke.
On his podcast?
Like sometimes you know how I'm a dickhead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was doing like a commercial, but he was trying to like hide that it wasn't really a commercial and it was
so everybody doesn't know that you were fucking around.
Well, I feel don't a lot of your fans not really know who Lewis is?
Yeah.
And, like, the thing with Lewis is, like, when you first hear him on shit, you're just like, this guy's an asshole.
Yeah, Lewis.
And then he, like, really grows on you.
Yeah, Lewis has done me a ton of favors, and he's the best. And then, yeah. And a lot, like, I get a lot of shit talk. Legion of Skank fans are mostly, like, you know, a lot of dorks. So they see a fucking balling ass motherfucker like me come around, and they're instantly they're getting flashbacks to when they got wedgies.
Mm.
They're getting flashbacks to when they were introduced to like the reason they're a Legion of Skanks fan.
They can't deal with your bullying
because of the baller like me.
You're describing stand-up comedy.
Yeah, true. Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, fire up that fight. I don't want to. Yeah, this is so gay. I'm talking about this shit. Look at this. This is what we want. This is a bunch of... Look at Tommy.
Is this Croatia?
Ooh.
Fuck, dude.
It gets real good.
Yes, dude.
Is he about to suplex?
Stop.
Nice.
Oh, come on. Through the table. Tell me it's through the table.
Damn, that guy's huge. Someone should help.
Take note of who's who in the situation.
There's one... The bottom's winning.
Wait, are they blocking the door? Is this like a calculated event?
Man, if this dude comes back and smokes his cat...
I mean, if he survives this?
He's
no, he doesn't win this. You're crazy.
Wait, he puts him in the Coquita clutch?
He's got it. Oh! Oh! That's Stone Cold's music!
Oh! Oh! So were they just waiting?
Was it sneaking down?
They were patiently waiting? Fuck yes, dude.
Well, you got
rewind the... Yeah, oh, my God!
Oh, my God.
And people say wrestling's fake. Okay, so
dude,
let your boy fight for a second, and then be like, all
right. Oh, so those are his. The dude getting his ass kicked right now. Those are his friends.
And they're just waiting, dude. They're just fucking.
They're waiting until it's.
Like, all right, are we gonna kill this guy?
Maybe he said something. He's like, all right, he deserves a little bit.
Oh, do you think he said the N-word? Is that what you're?
Oh, dude, watch this. Look at him pulling up his fucking shorts. Ooh! That cat on the right. Go back 10 seconds. Oh, my God. He smoked a boat.
Oh, with the chair.
And that dude in the right here. Right here.
The
right
giant
here.
Guy that walks in.
Top middle.
Was he there the whole time?
No, yeah, he walks in.
Watch his patience.
Oh, he's standing up there.
Black shorts right
there. Yeah, right here. Here he comes. Here he comes. Watch the way he tucks his fucking shorts. It's a Haley move. Watch this.
Hey, how are you?
Oh,
what's going on here?
Boom!
Watch him kill this guy.
Hit the second dude.
Watch him kill him. And then watch the chair to the face.
Oh, my God. Fuck yes.
Oh, my God.
God. You need to put...
He puts his hood up. What a hero. He puts his fucking hood up.
I told you I had a good one.
God damn.
That's awesome.
That's fucking crazy.
Clearly Russia. Clearly Russian
those are some
Muslims.
Violent whites. Oh, what?
Those are a bunch of Khabibs, dude.
Ooh. Absolutely.
Russian, yo, how, what a
dude,
turn.
Like, the instinct, knowing that you've done damage, mid-kick, to throw your hood up, like, what a hero.
Right.
Your father
and
raised you well.
The restraint, too, like, when they're just, like, kind of standing there, waiting for the right time to just unload.
It's like, so, yeah, dude, it's
you know
like,
his buddy, like, they got back to some igloo. And he was like, why didn't you step in early? He was like, we weren't sure if you were ready for it. We thought you were going to come back. And also timing.
You don't tap. You break out of rear naked. You get on the ground. Yeah.
And he was cool with it.
Dude, if you... Ah, fuck. We don't have Instagram. If you compare what Conor McGregor's up to right now versus Khabib...
Khabib is the best.
Khabib is the best.
All time.
Maybe.
When I saw... He is an absolute monster.
Khabib vs. McGregor was the most terrifying thing I've seen in a while.
It was complete domination.
That was, dude, imagine dominating.
And then when he jumps the cage at the end.
Yeah, jumps the cage.
Because you know, like when you're doing stand-up, like, you're doing multiple things. But imagine, like, you're thinking about various things, like, oh, this joke's going well, I'm going to go into this one. He did that, but while getting punched in the fucking face.
Yeah, he don't care.
If you look at their Instagrams, it's really funny, because, like, Conor McGregor's getting, like, arrested. I think he just got arrested.
Again, yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
For, like, armed robbery.
No.
Not armed.
They're charging him from, like,
not armed.
Yeah, something...
He was definitely free.
Something serious enough.
For stealing?
Yeah, he was stealing. But then you look at Khabib's, it's just him and, like, 20 other dudes that look exactly like him.
Yeah.
In some sort of tracksuit, just standing.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, and they all fucking... Like, you know,
also they're
Russian Muslims.
Half of them are women.
Russian
all
Muslims.
Their wives.
Russian Muslims. Write this down, listener. Most terrifying people on earth.
All time.
Russian Muslims. Mm. They'll get you.
So I was in.
Get you.
I said this already. I was in L.A. and this past weekend, L.A. homeless people are
hot.
They're extremely violent.
Ooh.
And they're aggressive, whereas New York homeless, they kind of like, they're crazy and they have it within them, but they don't push.
A lot of sulkers. I think the homeless in New York need to fucking get a little pep in their step, you know?
No, because they know they can get locked up and they don't want to go away or whatever.
Are they more aggressive?
I don't know. Dude, the fucking L.A. homless are a little bit younger.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about your L.A. trip.
It's way easier to be homeless out there too.
It's because of the weather. You can survive anywhere.
Yeah.
But, dude, there was this guy. I'll never forget. I will, for the rest of my life, I'll never forget this dude's face. He was white. His head looked like it was lifting weights. Like, he had muscles on every... like section of his dome, and he was bald.
From moving his jaw.
Just fucking
from doing drugs.
And he was yoked, dude.
Oh.
And most of the homeless guys that are on bike, they have all of their belongings, and they travel around. They're usually skinny because they burn off all their calories and they stop somewhere and sleep. This dude was just, and he was riding. You know those dudes that like they pedal. I want you to see it.
So bad.
Like a small bike.
With the knees outward.
Yeah. I do that.
And he's weaving and bobbing and just looking at everyone because he's trying to initiate some confrontation.
He wants shit to happen.
And when he looked at me, and dude, I don't scare that often. I was shitting myself.
Yeah.
And he had a shower of raindrops going down one side of his face and then shit like directly in his forehead. And I was like, that's the scariest look I've ever received.
Ooh.
He shook me. The fucking dude shook me.
I bet.
And he was doing some shit with his tongue. Like he was chewing like bubbling chew. And he bigly chewed and he ran around the corner, came back to see if I would look at him again. And I was like, nah. And meanwhile, I'm like pulling my overnight bag, like just fucking cowardly, just shit in my pants. And I
that guy must be the mayor of L.A.
It's been a while.
That guy must run L.A.
It's been a while since that worked.
Fucking King Hobo.
Yeah, that dude would fuck it. At any time, he could take my butthole. Anytime.
Probably. It's his world. We live in it.
Yeah, that's a terrifying man.
Jesus Christ.
I forgot to add this. This is an interesting fact. Talking cities.
Yeah.
Talking cities. Mint is all they can sell. Mint Skull in New York. Just found out today. I've lived here for 6 months, and I've been searching almost daily for citrus skull. Yeah, because I guess children like the dip I like.
Yeah.
So they made a law here that you're not allowed to sell the kids' dip that I use? For real.
It's a good thing.
I had a fucking Indian dude explain this to me earlier today.
This is a good thing.
Ah, mint sucks.
You should go right to straight.
This is exactly what the law is for. This is what the law is for, because I don't dip as much with this.
Yeah, but you'll probably get more addicted to the straight fire. And then you go what, like the straight? Is that the long cut straight? That's the red one?
Yeah, yeah, straight sucks. Yeah,
that's what my brother
the red one's cherry.
No.
Maroon.
Maroon.
Yeah.
It's fucking uncut.
Now we're talking skull.
That's uncut, dude.
Straight? I used to fuck with straight. That's what Steve
used to, yeah.
I used to fuck with straight, and then apple came out. I was always a fruit.
Really?
Peach, apple, citrus.
Yes.
How dare you? How dare you?
Absolutely.
Dude?
I didn't know the dip flavors were, like, just so magical.
They are. Citrus is great, dude.
Smells good.
You could have opened a can of citrus. I gave a homeless guy a dip once. That was a mistake. I was like blacked out on the boardwalk, and he was like, "You got a cigarette?" I was like, "I got dip." He's like, "You mind if I get one?" Just fucking
ate it like an apple.
Yeah. Dude, that's how you're supposed to do it, sir.
I walked out of a Steven Star restaurant in Philly, and we had like we had leftovers in like these styrofoam tins, and I was like, "You know what?
Give it to a bull, dude."
And he was walking. He's like, "You know," he asked for money. Gave him the styrofoam tins. He opens it up and goes. Throws it backwards with such force. I normally, if given the time, I would have been so upset because I was like $40 worth of fucking leftovers. We spent like $250.
Should have tagged him up.
Very high. No, I laughed so fucking hard. So hard. And she was pissed, but I like the fact that he was just like, he opened up and it was like gorgeous food. Really good.
Did he just have
his tongue would have fucking like, came 100 times. He just went, damn. He just fucking launched.
He probably looked at it. He's like, it's not heroin.
Yeah, of course. Or a hot dog.
Just a homeless catapult, dude.
He's like, not even homeless. He's just fucking rich.
And also, it was on like.
That's how I come.
It was on like 18th and Samson. There was like people everywhere. So
what the fuck?
Just get rained on by Steve.
So
funny.
Oh, fuck. All right. We're running long, but I want to tell this story, too. Yeah, My sister. My sister reminded me of this, and it's hilarious.
Hold on, that was on camera? Good.
What'd you do?
Just a dumb thing. No, tell your story.
All right.
Spilled vitamin water all over myself.
Look at me with a beard.
Just like cousin.
Damn, dude.
My God.
You could be a Gillis, dude.
It's like a funhouse mirror from hell.
My uncle really, dad really appreciated.
Yeah, dude, your dad really helped me out with that landscaping job.
Yeah.
Remember that movie with Cher? With that the fucking retarded looking dude, and he's like, go get mom. He's looking in the mirror.
What movie?
Normal. It's called Mask.
The Mask?
With Rocky Dennis. Not The Mask.
Mask with Rocky Dennis?
Yeah, that's the character.
I've never heard of one of those words.
No, it's Rocky Dennis is the...
You've seen Rocky Dennis.
Yes,
who's Rocky Dennis?
Look it up, Mask.
It's like...
It's with... what's a legendary dude with a mustache? He's like, oh, well, I'll
get Sam Elliott?
Sam Elliott. Yeah.
Oh, seen that.
And he goes,
oh yeah, everybody makes fun of Bill Burr and posts that.
He goes in the funhouse. He's like, go get mom. And he looks like a beautiful boy.
Take a look at this.
Let's
yeah,
right now.
That's Billy Burr.
Sorry.
No, damn, is that Helen Hunt? Damn.
She looks hot.
Is that Helen Hunt? Is
no,
that?
I think that's Laura Dern.
Whatever her name is. I don't fucking know. Who's Helen Hunt? Google Helen Hunt.
You know who Helen Hunt is?
No. Laura Dern looks great. She was just fucking like James Harden. She was fucking like an old NBA player. Laura Dern was just... Who the fuck was Laura Dern hunting?
Oh, fucking, man, that's a real
that's
story.
The real guy, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
What's he doing in the Amazon?
Is
he out in the jungle, dude?
That's where they found him.
Oh, all those videos where they show someone with, like, the ridiculous deformities. It's always, like, in India or some shit.
This guy's got a sick... Yeah,
sorry for taking us off that course.
So there was a retarded guy named Hot Dog. I used to hang out with my dad.
I don't question this for a
how
second.
Sick is that, dude? First off, my dad used to get fucked up and be like, yo, let's bring Hot Dog. Let's get a Hot Dog. Like his
you
name...
Want, you want to get Hot... No. We're bringing Hot
Dog. Let's bring Hot Dog over here. So after my aunt's wedding, Hot Dog was trying to sleep in my parents' house. And my mom, it was a little more sober than my dad, was like, we can't have Hot Dog sleep in the house. I have two daughters. Can't have it. You know. Which... Good for her. Ahead of her fucking time. I was just watching all those fucking kids get raped shows on Netflix.
It was like standard Hot Dog.
And usually the parents are like, yeah, let's let Hot Dog sleep with the kids. So good for Joan.
Wait, how good could Hot Dog sing?
Exactly. Could Hot Dog moonwalk? Nah. Wait. So you can't sleep with my kid.
Our local Hot Dog's name was Packy Sleuth.
Is that the...
Did he solve mysteries?
They made him eat... cigarettes.
Oh.
Ah, I remember this.
Yeah.
But anyway, so after the wedding, we're going to get back to that.
I got to piss so bad.
Don't piss. Let me tell this Hot Dog story. Damn, you're going to be bummed when you miss this.
No.
This is a fair one with Andy and Shane.
Yeah. What up?
What up?
So, Hot Dog is at my parents' house, and my mom kicks him out. So my mom was like, I'll give him a ride home. He can't sleep here.
Oh, good. I was going to be like, so she's just like, get out.
No. She didn't kick out a retarded guy. But she drove him home. And then when he got out of the car, he was like, I didn't know Phil married such a bitch. Retarded guy called my mom a bitch. And then she got home and was like, hey, Phil. Which is, you know, Phil. And she was like, Hot Dog called me a bitch. And my dad was drunk enough to say, he responded to her, he's like, yeah, even the retarded know.
Jesus.
Pretty great.
Oh, my God.
God damn.
This is the same night that old Phil Gillis got drunk and ate.
The way he fell down the stub?
No,
your mom did that, right?
No, that was recent. This is back when they were young. And my dad got drunk and ate one of my sister's goldfish in front of everyone.
Stop.
Yeah, they were having a party.
Wolf of Wall Street.
There was two goldfish. He reached in and ate one. And then the next morning, my sisters woke up. And one of my sisters is such a bitch that she looked at the other one and was like, your goldfish died. Isn't that funny? Because they were... couldn't tell the difference. But she was such a psycho that was like, yours is definitely dead. Mine survived. There were two goldfish because they went to like a fair. Classic fucking.
There's no
a
way.
Fair one. And they went to a fair one. And yeah.
Yeah, and there's no way to actually tell.
Dude, imagine your very young kids bringing home goldfish and being excited. You black out and ate one.
Jesus Christ.
Andy.
What's up?
How are you, bro?
I don't know. No, I'm sorry. Your family stories are so interesting because, like, I just have the most fucking boring. Like, I just sit
you
around.
You got a mundane gay family?
Yeah. We're gay as shit. Yeah, dude. We just fucking sit around and drink apple cider and fucking don't do anything crazy. So your stories.
Are you guys Redding or where are you from?
Allentownish area. Yeah. Not actually in the. Yeah. A-Town. What's up? Anyway. Yeah, I don't know. We're boring as fuck. Like,
really?
Yeah, yeah. It's all my girlfriends have like come over and they're just like, "Your family doesn't like fight?" And I'm like, "Yeah, it doesn't."
That's crazy. I have the opposite. I always bring over like a boring bitch to my family, and they're like, "Your family has problems."
Nah, bro. Yeah, I'd be that boring bitch. Like, if we started dating,
I didn't know my family had problems. Oh, retarded guy called my mom a bitch, and then hot dog called my mom a bitch. And then she came home, and my dad was all drunk, and she was like, "Hot dog called me a bitch." And my dad was like, "Even retarded guys know." So that's been a fight for 30 years.
I'm getting used to being on a platform that people actually like watch.
Yeah,
like, I'm just used to doing my podcast, and then just
plug.
Oh yeah, listen to the Over AF podcast. Get it for free on iTunes. But you just
listen to a white guy talk about rap.
No, wrestling.
Compound Media listeners.
Wrestling. Actually, if you want to hear me talk about rap, just follow me on Twitter and I'll post links. No, I do all the... You really opened my eyes last week when you called me a wigger.
Yeah.
And I was just like, "Oh, what's he talking about?" And Nate's laughing because it's so on point.
You didn't know you were a wigger?
I just didn't think about it. Because
you're
like,
wearing a rap hat.
Yeah, white rap fans are just so like...
No, it's not just about being a rap fan. We're all rap fans.
Yeah, I love rap.
Yeah.
It's about... It's about an attitude. It's about the way
wigger.
You hold yourself.
Wigger.
Really?
Yeah, you're a wigger.
You got a wig beard.
True.
You're wearing
a white Muslim. You got a Russian Muslim beard.
No, to be fair, though, I had more of a mustache, and then a black dude at work really wanted to give me a shape up.
There you go.
And he kind of fucked my mustache up a little.
No, he didn't. He shaped it to your likeness.
Yeah, he confirmed you. That was wigger confirmation.
He wiggered me a little bit more. Yeah. Oh, okay. I missed the mustache.
Just fucking be it. Earn it.
Yeah, no, I didn't know. I'm having like a fucking spiritual awakening about this, and I've just...
Seriously?
Like,
awakening.
Yeah. I think this is what like trans people feel like.
You think you're transracial?
I'm trans-wigger.
Yeah, it's transracial.
That's what I'm trying to say.
So you're like, what was her name?
Ian Finance.
Damn, dude.